Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John, I sent this over to Heather with a story involving the local community of South Lyon.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this. There's a brewery in South Lyon, Witch's Hat Brewing, and they are vowing to let their grass grow again this spring, violating the city ordinance. You know, this no-mow May thing that people are doing? So they were cited last year. They're apparently going to go toe-to-toe with the city again over it this year. Other cities have done the no-mow May. I think Ferndale, Royal Oak.
Ann Arbor.
Right.
Hazel Park, East Lansing as well.
Yeah, a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. And it's the whole Save the Bees deal. Where are you at on this? I think I know where you're at on this.
I'm not going to wait an entire month. An entire month where it is going to be growing, especially at the beginning of the month, at a very high rate. Now, I don't have a lot to mow. We got a little postage stamp front yard. We don't have anything to mow in the back, so it doesn't take me long. But if I let it grow, first of all, I don't like the way it looks. Bees have survived with me mowing my lawn for many years, and for lawns well before that. And I don't want my grass to get so high that I can't even mow it with my mower. Like when it does, like what do you have to do at that point? Like weed whip it down and then rake it up and mow it? Like I'm not going that route.
While I have the reputation of being the guy who's too lazy to cut his own grass.
Well, your neighbor does that for you.
It's because he is like obsessive. He won't even let it get a little long. I will say this, as someone who has a reputation for not mowing their grass and being lazy, I don't like the look of these no-mow May yards. Like I know it's good for the bees. Every 2 weeks minimum. Every week is what it's ideally, but I couldn't go 2 weeks. It would bother me at my house. And it does, listen, it's your lawn, you do what you want to do, but we have this stuff on the table for discussion right now. 248-539-9797. South Lyon holding firm saying, sorry, if you do this brewing place, it's not allowed.
Well, is it downtown as well? Like it's part of the presentation of their town. They have these regulations in place for a reason. Like they go through the effort of planting flowers in different spots and beautifying their town. They want to make sure that the business owners especially are following suit.
Heather, where are you at?
I don't like bees. I know they're very, very important, but I don't care about them. I hate bees. I'm terrified of bees. Oh, no, I just don't like the look of unmaintained yards.
You don't
yards.
Like honey?
Yeah.
I don't like honey.
Oh, really?
I don't.
Well,
really?
I mean, with your voice, I mean,
I did
a little honey in your tea would be.
Yeah, last week I did that. I came in with a mug, which I never have, and I said I've got hot water and honey.
It was the buildup.
And it was, all my act scheming for that nice day off.
She really sold it well. Even this is impressive. Your voice today, throwing your voice is... This is good stuff.
Insert cough.
Hit the cough button.
Yeah, I like the look of a maintained lawn.
Yeah.
But I don't mind if you want to, if I don't care if you don't want to mow your yard.
It wouldn't bother you if like your whole neighborhood was overgrown lawns?
Because yes, it would bother me. But if it's only for a month, I can handle it because I do have some people in my neighborhood who don't like to mow and who don't like to use, I know some people don't like weed killer because of the chemicals, but they don't like to pull their weeds either. So it's overgrown, it looks awful, and it bothers me, but it's all summer long. So that's a long time. For one month, if you don't want to mow, go for it.
A couple weeks out, no mow May. City of South Lyon's going at it with the local business over it. South Lyon is not a city that does no mow May. Ann Arbor does, Royal Oak does, where I live, Ferndale. And despite having the reputation for being the lazy guy, I don't like it. I don't like the no-mow May. I don't like how it makes people's yards look. I don't know if that makes me a bad person because I'm killing the bees. I know John's with me.
No,
I know Heather's with me.
I am.
Yeah, it's and yes, we all want to do our part for our planet and for all of the little bitty animals and creatures and insects, but – The bees have been just fine for thousands of years.
Texter says Bridezilla is Beezilla.
I hate bees. We already had a bee in the house. About freaked out.
Just open a window. It's going to be all right.
I need a fly swatter.
I will.
Need one of those tennis rackets that have the,
yes!
that are electrified.
The Zambon.
Oh,
yes,
no. Yes. Yeah. Look out, Colin. Just to see if it, is this thing still on?
You're not saving the bees by mowing your lawns. Sounds like tree hugger garbage. It's my property. I'll do as I wish, reads a ticket texter. Another one says, don't mow the grass in May. What the hell's wrong with you? The earth's falling apart. The world needs bees. If you mow, it's even worse. Tell the people you're not going to mow. You're dooming your children. Get a grip, you uneducated turds. Your pushback from
I
you.
Know bees are super important.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
I have plenty of bees around the house.
Plant more flowers, mow your damn grass, reads a ticket texter. Mow your grass. There's millions of fields, natural areas, and parks where bees can thrive. Honey is overrated. Well, it's not just their honey. They're pollinators. They help plants and stuff.
I don't know that honey can be overrated. It is one of the great natural products that we have in this world.
It says, people don't realize the long grass retains water, which makes it a prime spot for mosquitoes to lay their eggs. John in Lake Orion, so a vote against letting the grass grow out. Two things I like in the morning, the scent of freshly cut grass and shredded bees.
Yes. Yes.
Heather taking out every bee she can.
No mow may does more harm than good to the bees. Once they find a good source, they keep going back. And once the lawn's mowed, they can starve trying to find new sources of food. Yeah, John, as much as I can be lazy guy, I think this is just an excuse for people to be lazy more than anything else.
Plant some flowers.
Eric in Farmington Hills. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
What's up, guys?
Good morning.
Hey, so I'm a master gardener and a plant nerd and a landscaper. And the no-mow May thing is just ridiculous. I don't know what the end game is, but what I can tell you for sure is if you don't cut your grass for the month of May, you've got a full-day job coming up in June. And who wants that? You almost need a sickle if you wait until June to cut your lawn.
Yeah, and, you can feel like the Reaper.
Yeah, I mean, how else are you going to do it? Your lawnmower is just going to cut out on you and tell you to go to hell. But the reason that it all started is that people are crazy for dandelions and bees, and the science behind it, because I'm a plant nerd, is that dandelions are like McDonald's to bees. They're crap food, and if you leave them in your lawn, then they're going to blow seeds onto your neighbor's lawn, who is in turn going to spray the crap out of them. So you're really just causing more problems than you're fixing. And you're going to have a hell of a time mowing your lawn in June.
Eric, I agree with you. And even if you, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where, because a lot of people do treat for weeds such as dandelions, and then they let their grass grow. What's the point in that?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some of these lawns, by the end of May, because again, I'm in Royal Oak, and some people just, you know, they don't mow at all because they don't have to. I don't even know how you begin to tackle some of it.
Well,
because you get a sickle. I mean, most people in the neighborhood don't have a sickle in the garage. I mean, you got to go attack it layer by layer, right? You probably take weed whacker and you have to go through it methodically.
Yeah, and then you're going to have to rake it up, because if you try and mow it down, it's just going to clog up your mower, and it's going to be saying bad things to you.
And I'm not anti-B the way Heather is. Oh. I don't know what it is. I don't like the neighborhood to look run down that I live in. Does that make me a bad person? Like, I think that's kind of what we all do. We all kind of upkeep our house to an extent, maybe more so than others, but we try to at least make it look presentable. And there's nothing presentable about weeds and dandelions and overgrown all throughout the neighborhood.
No, there's nothing presentable about that. And it, as a neighborhood, you do want to have, you know, some uniformity and to look nice in terms of, hey, and we always, I don't know about you, Jim, doesn't sound like you are. It sounds like your neighbor is one of those guys that is competing to have the nicest lawn on the street.
He's running laps around everybody. I mean, he's the first guy to mow as soon as you can mow. He multiple times a week, all the other yard work on top of it. Yeah, he's
get your cat off my lawn.
Keep it in that catio.
248-539-9797. We've got Dean in Milford. Dean, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys? So one of the things that Cookie said was funny is you asked her earlier, who does this? It's an easy question. You heard all the cities that Heather read off that are doing it. It's all these tree-hugging hippies that think that they're doing something that's helpful, and of course they're screwing it up and ending up looking like the dumb rednecks that they pretend like they can't stand. Mow your lawn, whip your lawn, and edge your lawn. Go make your lawn look like a lawn. Like, it's just, it makes no sense. It's absolutely ridiculous. And you look like a hobo with a house. Like, might as well just go live under a bridge. Go mow your lawn. I don't understand why people don't mow their lawn. I'll never get it. Yes, I know I'm get off my lawn old guy right now. I completely understand that.
Dean, we love you for it, though. And there's people nodding their head. John, you're nodding your head over there. Mow your lawn.
Yeah, mow your lawn. I mean, it's you're going to mow it for the month of April because you're not going to wait until May.
No.
It's not going to be no mow April, no mow May. And then all of a sudden, you've got to try and find a way to mow it the first time come June 1.
Well, here's what happens in June. You don't mow it in May, so all June you look like a piece of garbage because you're not even smart enough to rake up all the clumps of lawn that your piece of trash lawnmower couldn't mow in the first place. So your entire ordeal for saving the fake pretending like you're saving the bees is going to make it a 2 to 3 month ordeal because you're too big of a trash to clean up after what you didn't do in the first place. That you should have done.
Dean, good stuff. Enjoy your morning.
You too.
Then he steps out of his car. Uh-huh. A couple ticket texts. This is BS. The bees are not fine. They're responsible for everything you eat. John, bees have not been okay for thousands of years. They've been okay until recently, hence the no mow May. Duh. We've never mowed our lawn, signed Kenny and Roberto. Ticket texter says lawns make up 2% of all nature in the U.S. Not mowing your maybe acre lawn for 1 month does nothing, Andrew in Adrian. Holy cow, that caller was angry, probably cutting the lawn on the Capitol building January 6th. Jim in Royal Oak. Maybe I shouldn't have read that one. Jim from Royal Oak, I let my grass grow the last 2 years in May. I mow at the high cut once, then the low cut the second time. So it goes over the lawn twice when it gets to June.
Yeah.
I still don't know if that would, I mean, some of these lawns are pretty overgrown. 97.1.